an opportunity to lead in worship today.
谢谢大家让青少年今天有机会来带领大家崇拜。
Because of your support and your prayers and your patience, we have been tremendously blessed by God.
因为大家的支持祷告让我们受到 无大的祝福。
This morning, I would like to focus on one verse in a larger passage that potentially requires greater length and depth to unfold properly.
今天早上这一段经文非常的长，但是我们会专注在中间的一节。
So, in our limited time, we will focus on how the Lord's patience breathes life and brings salvation.
那我们用一段很短的时间，我们来看主怎么样子靠他的耐心来为生命带来气息和救赎。
Now, before I continue, I'd like to share a short video clip called Let's Eat Rice.
那么在我们开始之前，我要放一段很短的影片。这个影片的名字就是我们来吃饭。
It was produced in Malaysia, and the actors speak Cantonese, and it's subtitled in English.
那么这个是在马来西亚做的一个影片，那么里面的演员是用广东话来发音。
It's a touching commercial that I believe you may appreciate, so let's watch.
是一个非常感动人的一个广告，但是我们会很欣赏它的内容。
How easy it is for us to forget what it was like when we were once family. The times we shared.To forget how to love.
Abba, Abba, Sefana.
Lei, Sefan.
Easy it is for us to forget how to smile. It's easy to forget.
Papa, it's me, Papa.
But it's even harder not to love.
Mama!
Papa, Mama, 吃饭。
仔，吃饭。
Family is forever.
啊very heartwarming.
是一个让我们心里充满了温暖的一段影片。
It's a picture of a father's unconditional love for his son who makes poor choices and runs away.
我们知道这个做儿子的 做了很多错误的决定，离开了家，但是这个父亲无条件的爱挽回了一切。
And then after his crippling injury, his father is heartbroken for his son is lost and suffering.
那儿子受伤之后，这个父亲心里头破碎，对于这个儿子所受的苦，心里头感受非常的深。
And instead of giving up on him, the father patiently helps the son to stand on his own feet and walk again.
与其放弃这个儿子，他的父亲愿意帮助他能够站在他自己的脚上来学走路。
And then to reunite with his family in heart.
让他跟他的家人在心理上头回聚到一起。
When you give someone love who squanders it, it's tempting to let it go.
如果你给别人付上那么多的爱，而别人把他糟蹋了，那么你很希望就是把他放掉，让他走。
But how much greater a joy to see a lost son return.
但是你看到一个失落的儿子回到家里来，那你心里头是何等的喜乐。
Praise the Lord, we have a God who waits and waits patiently until a sinner comes home.
感谢主，我们有那么一位有耐心的神，他在那里等候所有失落的儿女回到家来。
He waits, he does not let us go.
他在那里等候，他从不放弃那些儿女。
Now let's look at the context surrounding the passage for today.
我们看到今天这一段经文的上下文。
Throughout this epistle, the Apostle Peter is concerned about how believers should live strong amidst an evil and corrupt world.
我们看到彼得的这整篇的经文非常的强调，我们处在今天非常的邪恶败坏的一个世界上头，我们如何能够活得强有力。
He urges the church to make every effort.
他鼓励教会能够尽他一切的力量。
The Greek word spoudaste is one of his favorite expressions, translated as make every effort or be diligent.
那么这个希腊字彼得非常的喜欢用，我们翻译成为更加殷勤。
In order to bring the lost to salvation, it requires our effort, our intentional participation and our action.
我们要把那些失落的人找回来，我们需要付上很多的耐心，很多的精力。
In chapter 1, verses 5 to 7, he says, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love.
那么五节到七节第一章用这个字分外的殷勤，他说有了信心要加上德行，有了德行要加上知识，有了知识要加上节制，有了节制要加上忍耐，有了忍耐要加上敬虔，有了敬虔要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心要加上爱众人的心。
And in chapter 1 verse 10 it says make every effort to confirm your calling and election.
一章十节说更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
And in this chapter 3 verse 14 it says make every effort to be found spotless, blameless and at peace with him.
那么今天的第三章第十四节说就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
So this is how to win a sinful, evil world. Peter urges them to make every effort to be godly and to do good.
所以彼得在这里强调，我们怎么样子能够赢回这个邪恶，是一个破坏的一个败坏的一个世界。我们需要也活一个敬虔的生活，能够做好事情。
The Lord confronts a sinful world with patience and waits for them to turn around.
神他有无比的耐心，他在那等候这些罪人能够回到他的家里。
Now think about Simon Peter, the fisherman.
我们可以想象彼得他自己这么一个渔夫出身的门徒。
Upon discovering Jesus, he left his nets and at once and followed Jesus.
当耶稣呼召他的时候，他很快的就把他的渔网渔船放在一边，来跟随耶稣。
With confidence, he declared to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of God."
他有无比的信心，他说：“你就是，基督，你就是神的儿子。”
And in the inner circle of three among the 12, Peter was often the first to speak up.
那么他那个核心的这些门徒的那三位里头，他总是第一个开口说话的。
He is the most dominant natural leader and strong personality in the group.
他是最强有力的一个性格，一切事情都要起头做手。
At the Last Supper, he firmly told Jesus, "I will never fall away. I will never disown you."
那么在最后的一个晚餐的时候，他告诉耶稣，我永远不会不认你。
And then soon after, he denied Jesus not once but three times vehemently.
但是呢，之后他很快的三次不认主。
And we're told that he wept bitterly.
我们读到说他的心里头非常的伤心，在那里哭泣。
Then the resurrection changed him dramatically.
那主耶稣基督的复活把他完完全全的改变。
God's patience upon him changed him, and he went on to change others.
神的耐心改变了彼得，然后彼得可以去改变其他人。
And in the book of Acts, we read story after story about how Peter became a fearless apostle, built the early church, and defended the faith.
我们在《使徒行传》里头看到彼得是那样子的强有力的去宣传主的福音，建造教会。
Filled with the Holy Spirit, he preached Christ boldly.
他充满了那个圣灵，他在那里传讲神的话语，完全没有任何的惧怕。
You see, Peter kept his eye on the day of the Lord.
因为彼得他把他的眼睛看在那个耶稣基督上头。
This day of judgment and destruction of godly men.
那么他看中这一个非常近前的这么的一个人。
This day of God that would then usher in a new heaven and new earth, the home of righteousness.
他看到耶稣所应许的将来会有新天新地降临。
You would read all this in chapter 3.
那么你在第二章里头可以读到那些经文。
He looked forward to the return of Jesus.
他向前盼望耶稣基督的再一次的回来。
And then there would be both justice and mercy.
那么耶稣基督他会把他的公义和他的连续行使出来。
In chapter 3, verse 3, he wrote, "You must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own desires."
在第三章里头，我们看到他说，末世的时候必有那些嘲笑的这些人出来，他们会说一些非常讥讽的一些话。
Then he describes on how they mock God, his prophets, and his word.
然后他们也会去嘲笑这位神。
How they mock the gospel, how they ridicule believers.
他们嘲笑这个福音，他嘲笑这些信福音的人。
They distort the Bible and continue in their own depravity.
他们捏造这些经文。
Today we also are in the last days.
那么今天我们也是这样子的一个末世。
Those are all the days between the first and second coming.
是在主耶稣基督第一次跟第二次回来的这一段时间之间。
We also live in a generation where God is mocked, where his name is more often used in profanity than for praise.
我们今天也是活在一个世界里头，常常神的名拿出来不是用来敬拜他，而是用来讥讽。
Especially in this past century.
特别是在过去的这一个世纪里。
With evolution, they mock there is no creation.
那么有这个进化论，所以他们就说没有创造。
With atheism, they mock there is no God.
这些无神的就说那里没有神。
With relativism, they mock there is no truth.
那有相对主义，说那里没有真理。
With pluralism, they mock Jesus is not the only way.
有多元论，就是说耶稣不是那唯一的一条路。
This is a generation that depends on Google instead of God to explain life.
那么这是一个时代，我们靠着那个谷歌的那个搜索的那个功能。
Asking anything from how to make guacamole to the meaning of life.
我们从要怎么样子做这个厄梨酱的这个处方啊，或者是到生命的意义在哪里，我们都是借着这个 Google search。
They ask Google instead of God questions about science, sexuality, lifestyle, and even about the Bible。
无论是科学也好，性观念也好，生活的式样也好，我们都是靠着这个 Google 来去找寻它的答案。
The answers they get from Google may make sense, but they don't always contain truth and may result in greater confusion.
那么 Google 里头可以给我们很多的答案，但是它不一定每一段文章都是真理。
We live in a generation where 40% of the babies born are born out of wedlock.
我们今天这个时代有40%的这个小婴儿是在婚姻以外所诞生的。
This is a smartphone generation with a preoccupation of posting selfies to re-image our flaws.
那么今天我们这个世代是用这个 smartphone 这么的一个世代，我们把自己的影像、自己的相片什么全部通通把它放在这个网络上头。
It's a generation with increased at-risk behaviors.
那么这也是一个世代充满了无限的这些生命危机的这么一个时代。
It's a generation where youth worship teams are trained by Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
那么也是这个时代，我们青少年的这些崇拜队，往往是从这个摇滚乐的这些明星那里去学这些乐器。
And sadly, mass shooters are trained to kill by violent video games.
让人伤心的也是这些拿着枪在公众场合里头来大量的谋杀的，也是从这些非常暴乱的一些影片里头学到的。
No wonder some have labeled this generation as the prodigal generation.
所以有人把这个世代叫成一个失落的一个世代。
And this prodigal generation has left the traditional church in droves, saying, "You lost me."
那么这也是这么一个世代。有很多青少年他离开了教会，他说你失掉了我。
If the church is patient, not wanting any to be lost, but to all to find salvation, we would welcome the prodigals in, then they may be found.
如果这个教会有心要挽回这一切失落的下一代，那么他会尽全力也去用心，非常的有耐心的去挽回来为这下一代带回他的救赎。
When the lost son comes back, broken and smelly and dirt poor, the loving patient father looked beneath the surface and welcomed him in joyful celebration, as we see in the parable.
所以我们看到那个预言里头那个浪子回头的时候，这一身又脏又臭，但是那个做父亲的却看清楚这个孩子还有希望，他在很愿意的把他欢迎他到回到家里来庆贺。
But if the church frowns upon this prodigal generation, like the proud, self-assured older brother, the one who seems to have it all together.
但是如果我们教会看到这样子失落的一代，看到他们那样骄傲自负，我们不愿意去伸手去挽回他们。
This generation would continue to be lost.
那么这个失落的世代会继续不断的在失落中。
The older brother had no heart and no patience for the redemption towards the prodigal.
那个大哥，这个浪子的大哥，他心没有任何的心思意念，有耐心要想挽回他这个弟弟。
The older brother only focused on how faithful and good he was.
那么那个做大哥的，他只是看到他自己是何等的忠心。
And was critical and cynical of the miserable brother.
但是他对那个弟弟却是只有讥笑，只有论断。
He judged, "You get what you deserve."
他的论断是说，你得着了你所该得的。
Where is our hope and where is our grace?
那么我们今天的信心，我们的盼望在哪里？
God is able to redeem even the most lost.
神能够去挽回那真正最失落的那些浪子。
Isaiah 59:1 says, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear."
以赛亚书59:1，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救；他的耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。
If the Lord is patient, let us be the same.
如果神有那么大的耐心，我们也可以同样的有那样的耐心。
The church must be compassionate, patient, and welcoming, and hopeful like the Father.
教会面对这些失落的人，我们要像那个做父亲的一样，要有这无比的连续，能够来挽回他们。
Now reflecting on Psalm 94, Peter says here, "With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." In verse 8.
彼得引用诗篇第90篇的第四节，他说：“就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。”
Time on earth is brief, and time in heaven is very long.
我们在地上的时间非常的短暂，但是在永恒里，在天国里头的时间却是无比的长久。
So let's be wise on how we live.
所以我们要非常有智慧的来活我们的日子。
With the Lord in His time scale, our lives would merely last 1.5 hours on a clock.
我们照着神他那个时间的比例来看，我们一生也不过是一个小时半。
In high school for 5 minutes, in college for another 5 minutes.
我们花5分钟的时间在高中，5分钟的时间在大学。
We raise our children from crib to college in about 20 minutes.
我们把小孩子从婴儿的床里头把他带大。到大学，我们不过花了20分钟的时间。
And we toil over our careers for about 45-50 minutes.
我们一生工作，我们花了大概50分钟的时间。
Our lives on earth is brief, but eternity is very long.
我们地上的日子非常的短，但是我们在永恒里头那个日子非常的长。
We worry about so many things in our life and rush to accomplish our goals, but we must not neglect the eternal things.
我们在地上担忧很多的事情，我们急急忙忙的要达成我们的目标，我们忽略到许多有永恒价值的事情。
The passage today says the Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you.
今天的经文是第3:9，主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。
You know, we almost expect to hear he is patient with the unbelieving world.
他是对这些不相信的日子、不相信的这些世界上的人，表达他的那个耐心。
But he doesn't say that here. He says he is patient with you.
但是这个经文里头是说他对你表明那样子的耐心。
God is not slow in keeping His promise for judgment, but He is patient with you.
那么主他不愿意很快的就执行他的公义和惩罚，他愿意对你有着无比的耐心。
He has held back His judgment long enough so that you may enter into the kingdom.
他把那个审判的那个日子延后，但是他希望能够让你能够有回头的。
That's the love of God for you in Jesus Christ.
这是神对你的爱，借着耶稣基督显明的。
If he had no patience, it would be all over in a flash.
如果神没有耐心的话，那么这一切都完了。
But since God is patient with you and with others who are still lost, shouldn't we be patient with our unbelieving family and friends?
那么因为神对你对其他失落的人仍旧的有耐心，那么使着许许多的人有机会被挽回被拯救。
Even be patient with our most difficult and unpleasant unsafe co-workers for the purpose of salvation.
那么我们为什么不能够对我们自己工作同事他们的那个不得救的那种生活形态，我们对他能够有更大的耐心。
Now, in junior high, I knew I had messed up when I got my first C on a test.
在初中的时候，我知道我考试考砸了，我拿了第一次的 C.
And I had to tell my dad after he got home from work so I began to worry and cry.
我还要等我的爸爸回到家，我还要告诉他，我在那里开始担心了，在那里自己在哭。
Would he get really angry and punish me severely?
爸爸会不会对我非常的生气，给我一个很大的惩罚？
Would he send me to my room and make me study for the rest of my life?
或者他把我送到房子里头关起来，要我这一辈子继续不断的去念书？
Would he take away the things that I enjoy and not even let me go to youth group?
或者他会把我最喜欢的一件事情不让我去这个青少年团契的聚会。
And when he came home, I told him about the sea.
他回家的时候，我告诉他，我拿了一个 sea.
With no explanation, he said, "Get in the car."
没有任何的解释，他说，上车，到车子里来。
So I did.
所以我就上了车。
He drove without a word.
他开出去，一句话都没有讲。
Oh no!
糟糕了。
But he stopped at my favorite ice cream store named Carvel.
他开车开到我最喜欢的一个冰淇淋店 Carvel.
And he said, "We usually get the simple cones, but today, let's have sundaes."
平常我们都是拿一个蛋卷的一个小杯子的冰淇淋，但是今天呢，你可以喝一大杯的冰淇淋。
Wow, I got a C, and he rewarded me with sundaes.
我拿了一个大 C, 他却奖赏我，让我有一大杯的冰淇淋。
C for Carvel.
C, 也是这一冰淇淋店 Carvel 的名字。
Then he explained to me, nothing you can ever do can make me love you any less.
无论什么事情发生了，你都不能够让我爱比较。不再爱你。
You see, patience breathes life and brings salvation.
耐心能够带来生命的气息，能够带来生命的救赎。
About a year later, when I was brought to salvation, God was already familiar to me.
那么一年之后，我在主里头得救，那么神已经是一个非常熟悉的一个角色，那我已经尝试到神的恩典。
I had already tasted who God was.
我已经品尝过神的恩典。
I had already experienced such unconditional love and patience all my life from my dad.
我经透过我自己的父亲，我已经经历到神那个无条件的爱和耐心。
So why are we talking about patience today? Patience is hard.
为什么我们今天要谈耐心呢？因为耐心不是一件容易的事情。
It takes more energy and time than to punish swiftly.
与其很快的加上一个惩罚，我们需要花更大的一些精力和时间。
It takes more time to explain and to listen and to love than to impatiently scold and spank.
我们与其这个完全没有耐心的很快的给他一个惩罚，我们需要花更多的时间去解释，去聆听，然后去爱。
You see, I'm sure that the drill sergeant tiger mom method can succeed in motivating a lot of us.
我们知道，像一个操练班长或者像一个虎母那样子的一个角色，他们也可能能够带来一些激励。
But kindness and patience may prove to be the better motivator in building up a young person.
但是那个慈爱，那个耐心，往往可以带来一个更大的一个激励，能够建造他那么一个人格。
My dad gave me lots of memories of his kindness and patience with me.
我父亲给我留下许许多多那些慈爱、非常有耐心的一些见证。
He always had a funny word to say.
他常常有一些很幽默的话要说。
And a comforting word.
很多很有安慰的一些话。
There was a movie called The Help that came out recently.
那么最近有一个电影，这个电影的名字就是《帮手》《帮佣》。
about white southern families that hired black workers to take care of their homes and children.
是南方一个白人的家里头，他雇佣了一个黑人的一个女仆来照顾家里的孩子。
There is a scene where the black maid, Abilene Clark, often witnessed the affluent white mother scold and spank her own daughter without mercy.
那么这个黑人女仆 Abilene Clark 常常看到这个做母亲的毫不留情的来责打她的女儿。
And Abilene would comfort this young white girl with very empowering words.
那这个黑人的女仆 Abilene 常常会用一个很有力的一个安慰的话来安慰这个小女儿。
And she would say in her own words, you is kind, you is smart, you is important.
这个黑人女仆用黑人的英语，她说你是善良的，你是聪明的，你是最重要的一个人。
So that the little white girl wouldn't come grow up all her life and think she was worthless.
所以这个小女儿从小长大，她认为她自己是毫无价值，但是这个黑人女仆给她许多的安慰和鼓励。
You is kind, you is smart, you is important.
用那个黑人的英文，你是善良的，你是聪明的，你是那最重要的一员。
And these words from the black hired help refreshes and restores a little girl.
那么从这个黑人女仆的话语，我们看到这个小女儿，她的心灵受到了恢复，受到了复苏和安慰。
And God's word refreshes and restores us in a broken world.
那么神的话语在这个破坏的这个世界上也带来一些复苏，带来一些安慰。
His patience breathes life into us.
因为他的那个耐心为生命带来气息和救赎。
The second half of this verse, instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
我们看到第二部分的这一段经文，是他的那个耐心是对你而发，他不愿意任何一个人他不愿意有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都能够悔改。
God wants no one to perish.
神不愿有一个人沉沦。
But this does not mean everyone will be saved.
但并不是意味着每一个人都可以得救。
But this is the heart of God that he is merciful.
但是这是神那个怜悯的心。
It says in Ezekiel 18:32, "For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone."
以西结书十八章三十二节，主耶和华说：“我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。”
The Lord desires life.
神宁可看到人能够存活。
He desires to give us eternal life.
他希望人都能够得到永恒的生命。
And I hope we as Christians never wish for anyone to die and go to hell because they crossed us.
我希望我们做基督徒的从来不盼望任何一个人去死到那个地狱里。
And I hope that we never hope for anyone who offends us or betrays us that they would receive the wrath of God.
我们也不愿意任何冒犯了我们的人能够马上的去接受神的一个惩罚。
And I hope we're not concerned more about someone else's repentance than our own repentance.
我希望我们不是更我们担心自己的一个悔改远超过别人的悔改。
We have a holy and righteous God who has promised judgment.
我们有个公义，有个圣洁公义的神。那么他已经应许了将来的那个审判。
And instead of executing swift justice on every sin we have ever committed, he waited patiently so that Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, many will be saved.
与其对每一个罪他都很快地执行他的公义，他愿意很有耐心地靠着耶稣基督让许许多多的能够被拯救。
In chapter 3, verse 15, it reminds us, bear in mind that the Lord's patience means salvation.
第三章十五节，这里彼得说：“你们要记得，我们主耶稣基督的忍耐，为的是一个救赎的原因。”
Let us be changed by God's patience, like Peter was.
那么我们愿意靠着神的那个耐心在那里改变，就好像彼得一样，靠着神而有生命的改变。
Let us make every effort to win over a sinner.
让我们尽我们一切的力量去赢回那些罪人。
If we tend to grow upset and impatient even with short delays and inconvenience,
我们如果常常的生气而没有耐心，那么对于这个很短暂的一个迟延，一个很不方便的情况，我们常常有这样子心里头不顺。
If we become annoyed and critical at anyone who doesn't think like us,
如果别人跟我们的想法不一样，我们常常会被搅扰。
If we welcome home a prodigal more like an older brother than the loving father,
如果我们看到一个浪子回头，我们像那个做大哥的一样在那里批评论断。
If we tend to steal life instead of breathe life,
如果我们去偷窃这个生命的气息，而不是把生命的气息带给人。
May this day be a defining moment to repent and embrace salvation.
我们愿意今天这个日子，这个时刻是一个转捩点，让我们一起来回转到神的面前，一起来拥抱神的那个救赎。
The Lord is patient and he has been waiting for you.
神是有耐心的，他是为着你在那里等候。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we are tremendously blessed by your patience.
神，我们的确受到你许许多多有耐心的一些祝福。
Father, in subtle ways, perhaps we have been guilty of mocking you, not believing that your justice will come.
在我们不小心的时候，我们常常也许在那里讥笑、嘲讽你的那个公义。
When our lives are caught in sin,
当我们的生命面对了一个罪。
We thank you, Lord, that you are patient with us.
我们谢谢你，因为你的信心让我们能够悔和。
Father, we pray for the prodigal generation.
我们为这一个失落的世代而祷告。
We pray, Lord, that your salvation would go out to many, and many would come to faith in Jesus.
我们愿意你的救恩会临到许许多多的人，许多的人会靠着耶稣基督而回到你的面前。
Move us to make every effort towards salvation.
让我们尽一切的力量，要更有一个耐心来经历你的这个救恩。
Humble us before you, O God.
让我们谦卑，让我们在你的圣洁面前来谦卑。
Thank you for your second chances that you don't give up on us the first time.
谢谢你对我们不放弃，给我们有第二个再一次的机会。
Thank you for chasing after us until we are found.
谢谢你在那里追我们，让我们能够回到你的面前。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样子的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.